From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, preaching Christ in all His fullness. This is Alan Cairns saying hello to you, and welcome once again to Let the Bible Speak. It's good to have you listening in today as we return to consider the words of the Apostle Paul in Colossians chapter 1, dealing particularly with the words of verse 26 and 27. We're thinking of that rich and glorious mystery that the Apostle there mentions, and he defines it as Christ in you, the hope of glory. So stay with us as in a few minutes we turn to God's Word in Colossians chapter 1. But first, it's time for our daily devotional Bible study for today. And we're thinking of a verse in 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and verse 20. A glorious proclamation. Now is Christ risen from the dead. The Bible foretells that in the last days there will be a falling away from the faith. That apostasy can be seen today in the increasing attacks upon the cardinal doctrines of Christianity. Two areas are central to the devil's strategy, namely the deity of Christ and his bodily resurrection. What a gloomy proposition is the denial of Christ's resurrection. It would mean that all Christian preaching is vain, a waste of time. Even worse, it would be an exposition of falsehood. The faith of believing people would be empty and groundless, sin would lie unforgiven, our buried loved ones would eternally perish. Salvation, at best, could be for this present life only. What a dark prospect, indeed, if the resurrection of Christ were not factual and historical and true. However, the resurrection of Christ is one of the best attested facts in history. There were over 500 eyewitnesses whose testimony must be overthrown to deny the resurrection. The resurrection was prophesied by Christ, and it was recorded in the Gospels. The lives of the disciples, so depressed and discouraged by the crucifixion, were suddenly transformed by the resurrection of their Master. They went forth as fearless heralds of Christ and of His Gospel. A faked resurrection could never account for that transformation. The changed lives of millions of Christians also attest to the veracity of Paul's statement, "Now is Christ risen from the dead." Three philosophers, Karl Marx, Sigmund Freud, Charles Darwin, have had a marked but debilitating effect upon modern society. Thank God the Christian does not follow the mutable theories of dead philosophers, but the life-giving gospel of the living Redeemer. His resurrection is the capstone of all Christian doctrine. I trust that you and I, who trust in Him, will know the power of His resurrection even today. And our thought for the day, Christians outdie pagans, and the resurrection of Christ is the answer.
Love.
Regular listeners to Let the Bible Speak will know that here on the program, we like to offer some good and helpful literature. Some time ago, we had a special offer of one of my books, and for a while now, we're making a very particular offer of a book entitled God's Unfailing Purpose, The Message of Daniel. It's by my associate pastor, Dr. Michael Barrett, and it answers the question, where is God? A question often asked by skeptics, scoffers, and even by troubled believers. Trials and tribulations of one sort or another crowd people's daily lives. Corruption, conflict, and catastrophe seem to command the world scene. And in the middle of all this comes the question, where is God? There is a new heresy abroad in many parts of the professing church. It's called open theism. It has the idea that God is a good God, God is a caring God, but he is always reacting to what is happening in the world. He is not the God of providential purpose and unfailing control. Dr. Barrett's book, God's Unfailing Purpose, the message of the book of Daniel, shows that God, our Savior, is the God of history, and he's the God of prophecy. And therefore, he is also the great God of the present, the one who is in complete control. So the message of the book of Daniel simply is, not to worry. The Lord has everything under control. Now, you can receive your free copy of God's Unfailing Purpose while our supplies last by writing to us here at Let the Bible Speak. So we look forward to hearing from you. And we'd be happy to send you not only God's Unfailing Purpose, but any of the other pieces of literature that we advertise here in the broadcast from time to time. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Our email address is freepres@freepres.org. Our toll-free telephone number is 1-866-877-LTBS. 1-866-877-5827. We look forward to hearing from you, and we'd be glad to send you Dr. Mike Barrett's book, God's Unfailing Purpose, The Message of the Book of Daniel.
Priest of our cross.
Now it's time to turn back to Colossians chapter 1 to continue our studies in the rich and glorious mystery that Paul there deals with. He says it's Christ in you, the hope of glory. Last week we pointed out that a mystery in the scripture is a great truth that is undiscoverable by human reason, but that is revealed by the Lord in his word. A divine revelation. And this mystery that Paul is speaking about centers on Christ. He is the essence of the gospel mystery. Now today we start a second week of study and we go a little further and we'll be showing, at least we'll start to show, that no man has any natural knowledge of the gospel or natural ability to attain to it. Let us hear then the word of the Lord. Now today we return to Colossians chapter 1, to the end of the chapter. With God's word open before us, let's bow together in a word of prayer. Let's seek the Lord's face as we come to his word. Our loving God and our Father in heaven, we rejoice today in the word that liveth and abideth forever. We thank thee that this is thy word. And we thank thee for the light that is pure, unadulterated. We thank thee for the truth that is unmixed with error. We rejoice that this is the word of God, the gospel of our salvation. And Lord, we pray that thou wilt give to this preacher the power of the Holy Spirit in the ministry of thy word, and give to this people a hearing ear and an understanding heart. And God grant that this day both preacher and listener alike will be able to rejoice that the Lord has spoken to us, shown us more of the grace of God in Christ, and blessed our souls mightily through the truth of the gospel. We thank thee that truth produces assurance. Truth produces joy. Truth produces great expectation. O Lord, we thank thee that truth produces peace. And we ask thee that the truth of God will do all these things in our hearts and lives as we now look into thy gracious word. We pray these things, giving thee our thanks, in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Colossians chapter 1, verse 24. Paul says, I now rejoice in my sufferings for you, and fill up that which is behind of the afflictions of Christ in my flesh, for his body's sake, which is the church, whereof I am made a minister, according to the dispensation of God, which is given to me for you, to fulfill the word of God, even the mystery which hath been hid from ages and from generations, but now is made manifest to his saints, to whom God would make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. We finish the reading at verse 27. The Lord will add his own blessing to the reading of his precious word for his name's sake. Last Lord's Day we commenced looking at the great subject that's engaging the mind of the apostle as he reaches the end of this first chapter of Colossians. I have called it
the rich and glorious mystery of the gospel. That's what fills the apostle's mind. By the rich and glorious mystery of the gospel, he really is intending us to understand the heart of the message which he preaches. This really gets to the very root of this somewhat complicated sounding expression when he speaks of the mystery which hath been hid from ages and from generations. He's talking about the message of the grace of God in Jesus Christ, which he himself spent his life preaching to men and women of every class and creed. Now, last Lord's Day, we noted really what this mystery was all about. That Christ himself is the essence of the mystery. And I pointed out that in almost every place where the apostle uses the word, and he's the writer in the New Testament who uses it far more frequently than any other writer, in almost every place he uses it to express some aspect, should I say, of the purpose and the grace of God in the Lord Jesus Christ. So Christ is the essence of the mystery. I'm not going to recap that any further, for that already took me a whole message when I thought it was going to take me 10 minutes. So we'll not go back there. Now I want us to go a step further. And I want you to notice that no man has any natural knowledge of this gospel or any ability to attain such a knowledge. This gospel that Paul preached is called a mystery. That, as I pointed out last week, means exactly what it sounds like it means. Something secret. Something hidden. It's a mystery to the human mind. It is attainable not by human intellect, not by human investigation, not by human scholarship. It is attainable solely by divine revelation. This is actually the root meaning of the idea of mystery in the New Testament. Something hidden and secret from the natural man, but that is revealed by the sovereign goodness and grace of God. Now, this cuts across the conceit of fallen man. For in his arrogance, fallen man believes that all knowledge is attainable and it is obtainable by him if he simply applies himself to the pursuit of it. I don't want to get off on a tangent. Did you ever ask yourself why colleges of higher learning have ever taken to themselves the name of universities? You ever ask yourself that? Now, I'm not criticizing that. I'm simply saying that if you follow it right back to the original use of that term for a place of higher learning, it is rooted in the conception of the mind of man that universal knowledge is first desirable, second, it is attainable, and third, he has the ability to attain it. Now, of course, that may be true in many, many areas, though actually, the more men get to learn in any area of human investigation, the more complicated things become, You look at some of the old star maps, and you'll find that early astronomers had the number of fixed stars, as they were pleased to call them then. These fixed stars numbered, if my memory is right, 1,056. They had them all down and off path. They knew a whole lot. And of course, had we lived in those days, we would have bowed before their superior knowledge and their wonderful intellects. And I don't say that facetiously, I mean that. We would have. But now we know that as knowledge increased, complexity increased. It's the same in the study of medical science. What appeared to be simple is now known to be complex. Used to be that people talked about the simple cell. Well, what they meant, of course, was one cell. They talked about simple forms of life. And of course, that's an oxymoron. In other words, it was invented by an Irishman. It's an oxymoron. The two words, simplicity and life, never can go together. They're a contradiction. Because the so-called simplest form of life is so unutterably complex that it's way beyond the current abilities of man to begin to comprehend. Now, when we lift this up to the spiritual level, we find that things are not only more complex, but in this matter of eternal truth, in the matter of the gospel, we are dealing with a kind of knowledge, a sphere of knowledge, that must forever remain outside of the ability of any man to penetrate. He could never attain it, no matter how scholarly his investigation. Yet the conceit of the human mind is, we can do it. But listen to what the scripture says. There is none that understandeth. What does that mean? Take a second look at it. It means just what it says. There's none that understandeth. Understandeth what? The whole revelation of the grace of God, the whole message of the Bible. There's none that understandeth. The Lord Jesus spoke to the effect that the light that is in man is darkness. And I think you're not pushing that too far if you come to the conclusion that the very strengths in the exercise of human intellect that can carry men to discover many things in various fields of study will actually work against them when they come to study the gospel. The light that is in them is darkness. The Apostle Paul said that their understanding is darkened, being alienated from the life of God through the ignorance that is in them, because of the ignorance of their heart. So this gospel remains a mystery to the natural man. The knowledge of God can never start with man.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. I hope that you found today's broadcasting a blessing to your heart. If you'd like to email us, our email address is ltbs@freepres.org. Or if you'd prefer, you may write us at Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. We would love to hear from you. If you'd like to know how to be saved and how to be sure you're saved, we'd like to send you my booklet, A New Beginning, and I think that you'll find it very helpful. Each quarter we publish a free full-color magazine, Let the Bible Speak Quarterly, with a good variety of Bible teaching and testimony. It's available to all who request it. If you'd like to receive more information about the Free Presbyterian Church of North America and its ministry, we'd like to send you our booklet, Separated Unto the Gospel. Or if you'd like to have tape or CD copies of the messages here in Let the Bible Speak, you may have them by contacting us. Or you may visit us on the web at letthebiblespeakradio.com. Now that's a lot of information to digest all at once, but you can find it all on our website, letthebiblespeakradio.com. There you'll be able to listen to and download our programs, visit our online bookstore, and read a text version of each day's commentary. So visit us today at letthebiblespeakradio.com. This is Alan Cairns saying, thank you for listening. I trust that you'll join us each day at this time, Monday through Friday, as we Let the Bible Speak.